Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The good stuff. Yes, this is the home of the good stuff. That's why we call it Good Day, because it's, maybe we should call it the Good Stuff program instead of the Good Day show. What do you think, Jay?
We could.
The good stuff. It's the good stuff.
It's the good good.
It's the good, good, good stuff. Doesn't mean that it's always good, but it's good. You know what I mean? It's good. It's good to know some of these things, hopefully most of these things, and then there's good that goes along with the good. Mr. Double Talk here. I'm Doug Steffen with the Jay Kirshner. As part of existing requirements for offshore energy production, 600 shipwrecks have been found in the Gulf of Mexico alone by the people who are digging and drilling. However, scientists and historians reckon this number is just a fraction of how many are actually out there. So, here we go. There's a new proposal by the feds that would obligate all of the offshore energy companies to conduct maritime archaeological surveys before undertaking any operations that would disturb the seafloor off the continental shelf. So if we go back to 2011, there was the unnamed energy company, Exxon, spotted a shipwreck near the operations, which was excavated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It turned out to be a 207-year-old whaling ship. This was a Boston-built big brig. It was associated with free slave and maritime entrepreneur Paul Cuff. And it hunted whales across the Atlantic, the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, was out there for 20 years or so, and then it was lost in a big storm because the storm snapped its masts and opened its hull, and that was the end of that. Bye, bye, bye. Mm-hmm. Adios. In May of 1836. So, now we have, fast forward to today, where current methods used to preserve undiscovered shipwrecks involve predicting where they can be found. They have a computer program based on historical reports. Isn't there a computer program for everything?
Yeah, it seems like now. It's where all of the archives are. Nothing's hard copied anymore. But with the archaeological surveying they would have to do before they begin construction, think about how much history is unknown, not just below the surface anyway, but in the oceans.
Yep. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, but I do know there are lots of shipwrecks, and they should be explored. So who's going to pay for all of this? Well, guess what, boys and girls? The federal government will probably, according to what you read between the lines here, we can't ask those folks who are drilling to spend their money. No, let's have the taxpayers pay for it. There's an idea. Anyway, there's public comment. You can put this proposal is open for public. You go to the NOAA, N-O-A-A website and comment on all of this stuff. That is, you think it's great? Yep, yep, yep. Who should pay for it? Actually, we can probably ask our audience the same thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. And don't they already have to pay to do stuff like this? So maybe they're just getting some kind of a break.
Well, I'm not sure how the P's and Q's and the I's and the T's are dotted and all that stuff, but let's get some thoughts from folks on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And then there's the freeway, 855-999-DOUG. Pretty soon, you're going to, every time you sneeze, you're going to have to pay Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk for your access to Facebook and Twitter. They think that's going to help. I don't think that's going to help much. We'll talk
it's
about
going
that.
To
I don't
want their pocket.
Help them. Okay, so Joe Biden took a trip. Left the White House at 3:30 on Sunday morning under the cover of darkness. Didn't take the limo to the airport. Didn't even take Air Force One. They wanted this to be a secret. And actually, they did a pretty good job of keeping it secret until Joe Biden was wandering around the main streets of Kiev with the president. Can you imagine? One president talking to another president. It was President Biden and President Zelensky. And so they spent most of the day yesterday wandering around talking about the war. What I find interesting is that before the president, on their way, they notified from, they instead of taking the 747 that they used for most of the trips, they took a 757. And they had a stop in Germany at Rhein-Main to get refueled before they went the rest of the way into Kiev. But they didn't tell anybody. And so on the way over, though, they tell the Russians that the president is going to Kiev. You better not bomb us or there'll be big trouble. And so apparently the Russians knew that before we did that Joe Biden.
I saw that.
Huh? Before we. And listen, what happened? It was a nice visit, lots of photo opportunities. We'll spend more money. Hooray for us. And so there it goes. And what else? I just think it's interesting how the protection plan worked. He was in an SUV, a black SUV. He wasn't in his usual Cadillac, a bulletproof SUV. So that means that they really suspected that no one would really know what they were doing. And nobody really did.
No one did.
It's just kind of cute. You go out at 3:30 in the morning, all those guys, those lazy people that are supposed to be covering the news, oh, we're going to bed. It's Saturday night, Sunday morning. What's going to happen? What could he do? Nothing. So anyway, and away he goes. Air Force One stayed on the tarmac, a 757, which normally is used for the vice president and anybody else, not the president. He's going to be in the big plane. Anyway, it was kind of interesting to see about the hours that he spent there, made a bunch of stops around town. After a while, the people in Kiev figured out who it was and what was going on, because all the streets were shut off, and the Secret Service was obvious that there was something big going on. Apparently, the president has been itching since last year to join all those other officials who have gone to Kiev to pledge their support. We're going to be number one. We should be, because we're spending more money, like twice what the rest of the world is put in there.
Well, wasn't there another $500 million just pledged to it?
Yeah, just for fun. Another $500 mil. All right, so he's Joe Biden. He's the president in residence. That's our Joe. I guess there was a press conference and stuff. All right, here's another press conference. The White House has gone after Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin for supporting state lawmakers' rejection of a bill. This is kind of like two negatives, two wrongs don't make a right, or whatever. Two negatives make a positive. So see if you can figure this out. Jay is smart enough, she'll figure it out. Governor Youngkin in Virginia has supported a proposal that was rejected. Okay, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
The rejection of a bill that would have prohibited, this is so negative, it becomes, is it a positive? I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. There was a rejection, and then there was a support of a rejection,
of
and
rejection,
then it was denied. Anyway, this bill would have prohibited police from issuing search warrants for digitized data about your women in the state of Virginia's menstrual cycles. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about digging yourself a hole.
Ooh. And then that was blocked, and Youngkin supported the blocking of that.
Right. So that means he was on the right side of this? I guess depends on your point of view.
The right or the left? Or the right? Are you saying the right side or the left side, or the right side, correct, as in correct,
the right side,
or the wrong?
So there, once again, there's a double entendre, right? Is it the right way to do this or the wrong way to do this? So there have been stories every day in the Richmond Times-Dispatch about all of this stuff. This would seem to me to attack the principle of freedom and a women's right to privacy. How dare they? Who is it that thought this was a good idea? Well, the state legislature in Virginia is controlled by the Democrats. They passed the bill 31-9, with 9 Republicans joining the rest of the Democrats to send it to the House, where the Republicans have a majority. The Republican-controlled House subcommittee voted along party lines to be able to table the measure because the governor said that's what he wanted. Wow. What a can of worms. Hunga bunga.
It is. It right? really is. And also it kind of goes towards the bigger issue that leads up to the abortion debate, mm-hmm. where some people who are against the search warrant being used to check into the data of a woman's menstrual cycle. But then it's like, okay, so it's okay to tell a woman what to do with their body, but it's not okay to want to ask about what they're doing with their body or something like that. And then it's the
that's what makes it so confusing.
Invasion of privacy as well. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Big brother
what
has
do
got
men
big
have
pants
to deal
on.
With in terms like this.
Nothing.
What's First the not. Equivalent?
None. There is none. So the question, this is State Senator Barbara Favola, the bill's sponsor, said that the proposed measure was needed to protect women's privacy against the backdrop of these serious draconian abortion bans. Yep, I'm with her on that one. This is a hot-button issue, though, not only in Virginia, obviously, but think about this. Just put it into perspective for a second. And if you can get through the double negatives and the double entendres and the what did he just say? This is a move to, but I'm trying to figure out where it started, a move to take information. First of all, where do they get the information about women's menstrual cycles in the first place?
There's so many apps that women use to track their cycle, which they use. There's always been women tracking their cycles. Just now you can use an app and different stuff. It goes back to what we were talking about recently this week of AI and technology. The bill itself was to prohibit authorities from issuing search warrants to use to collect that data.
Good
so the
God.
Bill was to block that.
So.
And then the bill got blocked.
Yeah, to block the block. Aye, aye, aye. All right, well, anyway, it's certainly something we ought to be discussing here on Good Day. 18 after the hour.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
This needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's have at it here at 23 after the hour. Inspiration from the celebrity news department. Social media is talking a lot about John Mayer and what happened at his house in Los Angeles. I didn't visit him, so what the heck else could have happened that was important? All right, so we're going to get the straight poop on this. What happened at John Mayer's house? This report on social media brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, for boats, for RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. All you got to do is dial up 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online to Progressive, two S's, progressive.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS.
So if you're coming with me,
whether I'm a fan, Jay, of John Mayer or not. Are you a fan of John Mayer's music?
Some songs. Maybe yeah. Like a handful.
He has a reputation of being a romanticist, does he not? He seems to make his way through lots of bodies in Los Angeles.
To each their own.
Yes, right.
What's wrong with that?
To nothing. Listen.
Consenting adults.
Yes, right. And consenting adults probably have nothing to do with the fact that somebody tried to break into his house. The police department in L.A. confirming the incident. It didn't immediately return the request for more info. However, law enforcement sources have said the police were called after the intruder was seen on his security system.
Yeah.
So police went to the house.
The security team spotted the intruder on the premises.
Right.
And there was even a helicopter looking through. Well, they couldn't tell, and they never found this person, but the security alarms on the home were never tripped, so the person did not try to enter the house. But they were on the property, and when by the time police got there, they were no longer there. So nobody was found, no evidence of anybody being there other than on the security footage and the security team seeing this person.
How comfortable would you be, though? His house was broken into 5 years ago, and they took $100,000 worth of jewelry and some other things that were in the house.
Do you remember? I feel like it was back in the early aughts. There was, the nickname for it was the Bling Ring, and it was a bunch of teenagers who were breaking into celebrity homes who knew that they weren't there, and they were just stealing all kinds of things. Well, wouldn't you think any celebrity would have an alarm system?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently, most of them did not.
There have been other break-ins. Somebody who's on the Real Wives of Beverly Hills was robbed at gunpoint. It was a year or so ago. And Christine Quinn, a singer, had a house invasion last year about this time.
Well, remember Kim Kardashian at a hotel in France.
France. Yeah. So, anyway, it's nice to be a celebrity, but sometimes not so nice.
Yeah, and this is why they have security teams. This is why a lot of them travel with bodyguards.
Or a lot of them don't want to live in Beverly Hills. I'm sort of surprised. John Mayer doesn't seem to be the kind of guy that wants to live in Beverly Hills for whatever the reason. I just don't see him as somebody there. But obviously he likes to be with the bling ringers there. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. That just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay, black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A major winter storm will spread heavy snow and blizzard conditions through the Rockies, Plains, and Upper Midwest, and snow and ice from the Great Lakes into the parts of the Northwest today. Despite February being one of the warmest on record in parts of the Midwest and Northeast, it's also a month of the most winter storms in the United States over the past 10 years. Turkish officials are reporting another strong earthquake, and its aftershocks have struck southern Turkey and Syria on Monday, causing buildings to collapse and killing at least 6 people. The 6.4 magnitude earthquake shook the southern Turkish province of Hatay just after 8 p.m. local time last night. There will be dueling speaking engagements today. President Biden marks the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine from Poland, and Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to give a speech today on his special military operation that led to the invasion of Ukraine. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
It sounds like a good day.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DUG.
You guys are awesome. I love the way you tackle all the issues with an unbiased opinion. Keep up the good work. Love you guys.
Yeah, he said.
That's so kind.
That is kind. Thank you, sir. Join us at 855-999-DUG, 855-999-3684. You don't have to say anything more than that. You can say whatever you want to, as long as you'd like to, but let's keep it short and sweet or sour, whatever it is that you like with your Chinese food. Help yourself to thoughts. We like thoughts. We like people who think about things. We like people who think hard. Is that a prize? Is it hard to think hard? Hard. Think hard. Think well. Think long on whatever it is that you, not just this, but I mean, I'm talking about in your life. How do you decide? What's inside you when you are thinking about things, when you make up your mind, when is it hard for you to take a stand on things, hard for you to understand? For example, that conversation we just had about the linkage between women's
the
menstrual cycle.
Block.
Yeah,
on
well,
block.
That's it. Yeah. The what did he just say? Anyway, help yourself. And if you haven't heard, I always make reference to, I actually am told not to do this, but I do it from time to time because I think that it's relevant. I don't want to repeat the same story over again, but the information for those who are who are just joining us, and I may be in the middle of something or trying to make a point about something that was said, you go to gooddayshow.com, and you can hear the whole program anytime during the day. It repeats and repeats and repeats. For example, if you listen to the Good Day download, there are two things. The download, which is sort of a summary in a podcast form of what we've talked about during the day, because you can't hear yesterday's program anymore other than in the download, but you can hear today's program in its entirety. Get it? So the day after, you get the download. And so we talked a lot about President's Day yesterday, and we had a listen to Olivia Newton-John's final recording with Dolly Parton, kind of cool. The story on Girl Scout cookies, it's over, hurry up and buy them. And then there's the extraterrestrial radio signals that are coming from outer space. You know, you wonder where some of the great disc jockeys, where is Casey Kasem? He's on some of these signals that are coming from outer space. Did you know that? Yeah, it's out there. Speaking of out there, our astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy discusses the new moon, the transition into Pisces. It started the new Piscean month. So you can check out Maria at MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com. The Good Day Show, gooddayshow.com. There it is. There's a summary for all of you to love and to, you know, involve yourself in. So the TSA is on the alert. There appears to be a lot of gun activity. Matter of fact, an assault rifle and 163 rounds of ammunition were taken from a man about to get on a plane the other day in New Orleans. And this is just the latest example of a lot of trend, according to the TSA.
Mm-hmm.
Some parts of the country more than others where passengers are dumb enough to try to bring their guns through airport security. Are you really dumb?
Exactly.
Really? Dumb. How dumb.
And travelers are allowed to take unloaded firearms in their checked luggage.
Yeah, you got to check it.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So many are trying to bring them in their carry-ons, or they're still on their person.
TSA says they intercepted 6,542 guns at airports last year, and 88% of them were loaded. Even better.
I also want to know how many firearms were on somebody, because that's just, they carry them all the time and they forgot it was there, or they just kind of habitually take it with them and they weren't even thinking. I feel like there are occasions where some people think that they can get away with it or they won't get caught, but I do believe that some people just completely absent-minded in the moment.
You think?
I do.
I think that's kind of dumb.
Especially
anyway.
If it's something that you do every single day. Mm-hmm. Like, think about, you grab your phone. Well, Doug, do you grab your phone every time you leave? I feel like you're not always a mobile
no.
user.
No, my
so that
phone.
Might be the wrong thing to say.
Actually, right now, my phone. I have two phones. One of them is inoperable, and the other one is in my truck at the farm down the street. I left it in there. I went out to do some things in another truck last night, and I forgot to bring the phone. And you know what I thought when I was about a mile and a half away? I thought, I don't have my phone. And then I thought to myself,
what?
Yeah, right, exactly. So if I have a problem, see, this is it, though. If something happened, I had a breakdown, or, you know, then I'd need to call somebody, because I don't know anybody's numbers. In the old days, if you could get to a phone, you could call somebody and have them come help you because you remembered their number. Today, who remembers anybody's number? I can remember my numbers, but that's because they were ingrained in my head. I don't know your number. I know I can call you if I hit a button on my iPhone that says Jay. And then I'll get, hi, this is Jay, and
text
I'm happy
me.
To be called. Yeah,
that's just
totally, yeah, exactly. I don't want to talk to you. So, anyhow. So, here's another the gun business going on. This is pretty shocking. The killing of Bishop David O'Connell over the weekend. This is something, huh? You see this in L.A.?
They believe it's the housekeeper's husband.
Yeah, but why? Was he having a little hunga-bunga with the housekeeper?
I don't know.
Listen, there was a story over the weekend also about a priest who retired and took his lover to France to retire. And so you think about it. Yeah, it goes back to, this is a value judgment based on common sense, it seems to me, that men and women are sexual beings. So if you, for whatever the reason, the Catholic Church has decided that it's not appropriate for priests to marry because they're married to Jesus or whatever the rule is. And the nuns are married to Jesus. I remember my wife had been a nun in the Sisters of St. Mary's. I told you that, right? You knew that Tony had been in the convent when I met her. So I was the first person she met when she got out of the convent. And look what that did for us. At any rate, it's an unnatural way to live. And so there are all kinds of weird things that happen. You know, the sexual stuff with the priests who are predators. I don't have to go through all this again. It's just tough to be to agree to do what they agree to do.
Well, yeah, but the sexual predator is probably not the right analogy for that.
No, maybe not. Yeah, no, it's not. Okay, so here's another one for you to chew on as long as we're into the gun department. The 26-year-old South Carolina mother who was shot after a fight in the Kroger parking lot the other day. Her name was Alexandria Boris. She was killed in the afternoon in the parking lot at the grocery store, and nobody knows. Apparently, she was fighting with a woman in the parking lot over a grocery cart. Huh? You got to be nuts. And this is why people who this is why we are so in left field with this business of guns and everybody having a gun and we've got the right to carry and all of that stuff. Is it more that we can use it to protect others? Is that outweigh the fact that somebody crazy like this woman?
Or yeah. Some people who are saying it's in case of the government going haywire or anything. But also think about the most times it's people who shouldn't have guns, people who obtained them illegally or did get them legally, but they were in an area where they didn't have to do all of the background checks and the mental health checks or something like that.
Yeah.
And even if we took people's guns away, it doesn't take away all the guns that are already out there.
No, it doesn't. There's just the vulgarity of using it like this. That's what
really. How many road rage incidents are we constantly seeing that somebody got shot and killed because another person cut them off or they cut the person off? There was that one story from California where a vehicle cut off this woman while she was taking her child to school. She flipped them the bird, and then they shot at the car and ended up shooting the child.
Yeah. And by the way, this was right in front of the children. The children were watching this as these two had an argument. And so, you know, you think about it. I was looking at a comment made by one of the listeners. Is this an example of proper conflict resolution? Say it again, Doug. There it is. Proper conflict resolution. This is, you know, you look at the behavior of people and how do they get this angry and then think that they, you know, they believe. I'm looking at a picture of this woman. What a sweet thing she looks like. She and her husband, there are pictures of them all over social media. And
now they're experiencing this devastating loss.
Right. This woman's dead.
Trauma that these children witnessed.
Right. Dead in front of her children. Anyway. And by the way, when after they had the fight, it wasn't until after the fight was over that this lady was shot in the back. And she had walked to the car. She was killed instantly. The shooter, 23-year-old Christina Harrison. Anybody? She left after she shot this woman, She ran away. Apparently, she was captured about 90 minutes later, booked into the detention center locally on charges of first-degree murder, unlawfully carrying a pistol, possession of a weapon during a crime. Witnesses said they were involved in this altercation about who was going to get why would they be fired? She was all done. That's what I don't understand. And so now this situation, this is something, the tempers that flared and the fact that anger got the best of this woman who had a gun. And now she makes a decision that will impact the rest of her life. She'll be in jail for the rest of her life, as she should be. And the mother of these two children, those children have no more mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And look at all, imagine the people who are in the parking lot watching this going, huh?
Yeah.
Right? Senseless. So the family set up a GoFundMe page, raising money to build a memorial in honor of the lady who is a cosmetologist at a local nursing school, apparently, described as a beautiful woman, a wonderful mother, compassionate wife, trusting friend. And anyway, I find this just disgusting. Just disgusting. And then what do you do with, where does this woman get off thinking that this is the right thing to do? Right? Think about that. Yeah. And then there's the mother of, there's a guy in college who was trying to steal a baby. He takes a mom, 19-year-old woman, and stabs her so he can grab the baby. God, the world's nuts. All right, we're 48 after on Good Day.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or just go to eBay Motors and get it right the first time. When you see the green check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Chong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Some good farm news here. It's Farm Food and Family Time on the Doug Good Day program. Doug Steffens, good day with Jay Kirshner and our focus on you, the food you eat, how you get it, etc., etc. I have a bottle of milk that we sell milk on the farm on our weekend. We have a Sunday farmer's market, and we sell the most yummy milk. It's not on our farm, but it comes from, I found a place that has just the same kind of great way of dealing with the cows. And for those of you who have heard the expression about milk, the best milk comes from contented cows, that's absolutely true. Cows that are in these huge herds of thousands of cows are so tense and uptight and nervous about getting, they can't get enough food. They just live a life that's horrible. And the milk reflects it. You can say, ah, come on, Doug, that can't be true. I could prove it to you with any number of studies and experiences. So, anyway, the reason that I'm talking about that is because this, I went to the grocery store to buy some organic cereal because I want to use it with my milk. And the cream's on the top, glass bottle, you know how, do you even remember any of that, Jay? Have you ever had that? In experience,
no.
The glass bottle with the cream on the top. Yum! It makes the milk even taste better. So anyway, the chicken. This some of the James Collins, who's in our main studio in Dallas, has brought to our attention about raising cane. They have a delicious chicken finger, apparently, or more than one.
It's the only thing they sell.
Really? Chicken
like, it's
fingers.
Chicken. It is chicken. There's no burgers, there's no tacos, pizza,
right.
Nothing like that. They sell chicken.
Right.
And fries.
Okay. So this is kind of bizarre as far as they're concerned. Apparently, a real estate company didn't know that they sold chicken. That was it. So now Raising Cane is having to sue to get out of a 15-year lease agreement because the lease says they can't sell chicken.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is the McDonald's story. You told us yesterday, right? James, you told us about this?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, so apparently this McDonald's down the road had some type of agreement that they are the only restaurant that can sell chicken in this whole Metroplex, basically.
I think that would be a little, that would be challengeable in court.
Right.
For sure. Yeah. Right. So, so now they have to get out of it in some way. I'm looking forward to it. Even though I don't eat chicken, all of the hubbub about... I did have a Chick-fil-A one day when I was just curious. I wanted to, every time you go buy a Chick-fil-A, no matter where it is, there's always a line, like two cars deep all around the building. So I wanted to see what this was all about. So I went in and I actually ordered a chicken sandwich. And now next time I go down to Dallas, which probably won't be, I think fairly soon, I got to go down there and see what you guys are doing. I want to go over to one of these joints. And I'll buy, but you can take me to a Raising Chicken, see what all of the fuss is about.
I'll take you, I promise.
All right, okay.
Okay.
All right, let's have the recall of the day. Reckitt, R-E-C-K-I-T-T, a producer of nutritional products, announces that out of caution, they are voluntarily recalling selected batches of...
Oh, the
what is this?
Enfamil.
Pro CB, is that what it is?
It's
plant based
formula. Yeah, it's the Enfamil Pro CB. No dairy or anything like that.
Right.
Plant based infant formula, and apparently
what
there's some
kind of bacteria
in it.
Yeah, right.
That can cause life threatening sepsis, meningitis.
All right, so these have been distributed all around our country and all around in U.S. protectorates as well. The bacteria is, you've got numbers and all kinds of stuff. There are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of cans of this stuff. It's Pro-CB, simply plant-based infant formula. Bring it back to the store, even though there have been no illnesses or adverse events. So this is, they found something when they were testing it. So go along with the program, bring it back, get your money back, and that's it. Right. That's how many different brands are there? I would wonder. You'd be closer to this, Jay, than I of natural organic kind of infant formula.
Yeah, and Enfamil is one of the popular ones, and then there's another popular one that's with Abbott that was like the big mass recall, and now I'm completely blanking on the name, but that was the one Matthews the previous recall.
Yep. Okay, the president was in Ukraine yesterday, and after that, there was an announcement about grain shipments. They're trying to get more of American grain sent over there. Interestingly enough, Ukraine used to be as big a grain supplier as we are. But because of the war, pretty much everything has gone up in smoke, literally and figuratively. So under this deal, food exports from Ukrainian ports are going to be supplemented, apparently, by what we are producing for wheat. So there it is, Food, Farm, and Family at 59 after the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.